Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give thanks to God. Hallelujah. Lord, we exalt you. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you for counting us among the living soul. We do not take it for granted. We lay it to heart to say thank you, Jesus. We bless and magnify you. Thank you, Jesus, for the breath of life. Thank you for the dawning of a new day. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. We appreciate you. El Shaddai, Elohim, your Adonai. Day to day, you remain the same. From hour to hour, seconds, minutes, you remain the same by the power of your name. You are the unchangeable God. You are the King of Kings. You rule in our lives. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, God, because faithful are you, God. Great is your faithfulness. Your faithfulness is beyond our comprehension. We bless you. We magnify you. Thank you, God, for everything. We say thank you, God, for everything. Thank you for the journey so far. Thank you because you are the strength of our life. We magnify you. We appreciate your holy name. You are good. You are kind. We say thank you, Jesus. Lord, we say thank you, Jesus, for the present, the past, and the future. We thank you because your praises will not cease in our mouths. Your praises will not leave our hearts. Your praises will not leave our lips. We will have reason to praise you. We receive strength to praise you. We receive the courage to magnify you at all times because you are good and you will continually be good. Let your name be glorified, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good morning, brethren. Today is the 21st day in the month of February 2026. I want us to make these words of declaration with faith. The Lord is my shepherd. I will not lack anything good. As I go out today, I enjoy God's care. I enjoy God's goodness. The mercy of the Lord speaks for me. The strength of the Lord is made available for me in all my weaknesses. My seat is not in the corner of death. My seat is not in the corner of sickness. My seat is not in the corner of helplessness. But my seat is with greatness in the Lord, the strength of God, the favor of God, the help of God, the abundance of God, in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord opens my eyes to the depth of the love he has for me, and I rest in his love, in the name of Jesus Christ. Everything I lay my hands today, the Lord blesses it, in the name of Jesus Christ. I am helped of the Lord. I will continually be helped of the Lord. Testimony is my portion. I overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of my testimonies in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good morning, brethren. Today is another day and we are still in the word, Arise and Shine. As we continue in this word, the Lord will open our eyes more to give us understanding of what he wants us to know regarding the word, Arise and Shine, in Jesus' name. Today we'll be taking our scriptures from the book of Psalm 127, verse 1 and 2. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stay awake in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows. For so he gives his beloved sleep. Amen. So now we are going to the book of Isaiah chapter 26 verse 2 to 4. It says, open the gates that the righteous nations which keeps the truth may enter in. Verse 3 says, you will keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Then verse 4 says, trust in the Lord forever, for in Yah the Lord is the everlasting strength. Amen. And we know that Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1 to 2 says, arise and shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. It is the glory of the Lord that causes our rising. And the Bible encourages us that there is darkness, even gross darkness, but it will arise on us and his glory will be seen on us. That Isaiah said, we can only enjoy if we trust in the Lord. Trust and obey, for there is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Whenever we choose not to trust the Lord, that means we are trying to say that God is not able to take care of us, that God's hand is too short to keep and protect us. But when we rely on God, when we rest in him, we are putting our trust in him. Anytime we continue to worry, that means we are saying God is not able. We are losing trust in God. And our strength, the strength for our rising and shining, is trusting in the Lord. He said he will keep in perfect peace those who trust in him. God has his strength, his capacity is enough to keep us in perfect peace. peace. He has the capacity to do everything that we need, everything that will work for our good. But our own part is to trust in the Lord. Our trust is the passcode. Our trust is in God, not in friends, not in chariots, not in money, not in government, but our trust in God. Our trust in God is the passcode for us to enjoy His rest. He said He will keep in perfect peace those who trust in Him, because He has all strength. Forever and ever He remains the same. He never changes. He is employing us that we should put our trust in God, not in man. Psalm 125 verse 1 said, those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved but abides forever. That verse is telling us that our trust makes us unmovable by challenges, by whatever may come our way. It is not that it will not be challenging. It is not that it will not be scary. But our trust keeps our eyes off the storm. Anytime we take our eyes off God, we focus on the storm and we begin to drown. When Jesus called Peter, Peter said, "Bid me to come." And Jesus called him to and said, "Come." He made that move. He was coming. But the moment he took his eyes off Jesus and looked at the storm, he began to drown until he shouted, "Jesus." So for every time we take our trust off God, we begin to drown in that challenges. We begin to drown and get soaked. The challenges begins to get weight. It gets power to submerge us, to bring us down. But the Bible is telling us that we should put our trust in the Lord. Our trust does not say there won't be a problem. Like a caption that I posted yesterday, that faith does not make things easy, but it makes the impossible possible. It makes impossibility possible because we have a God that makes everything beautiful and possible. So trusting in the Lord is putting our faith in God. It doesn't mean that it will be easy. No. But it will make things fall in pleasant places for us. So he said, those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion. That means a city that is set on the hill. We cannot be hidden. Though the world ranges, we will not be hidden because our trust in the Lord is in the Lord. He said, as the mountain surrounds Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds His people. For everyone that puts his or her trust in the Lord has this guarantee of God surrounding him. He said, so God surrounds His people from this time forth and forevermore. So trusting in the Lord makes us have this shield of God's presence around us. Our trust opens our life to the presence of God, opens our lives to the power of God resting and securing us in that challenges. Remember, challenges doesn't mean that it will not be tough. But the trust keeps our eyes focused on God, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. When we take our eyes off Jesus, how will our faith be strengthened? How do we get the strength to continue the journey and keep moving till the end? The past goes in. Put your trust in God. Put all your worries on Him. Put all your trust in Jesus, no matter what the case may be. There is nothing impossible with our God, because we serve our God who does supernatural possibilities. He does things that is beyond human reasoning. He is God, He remains God, and He will forever be God. His name cannot be trampled on the floor, cannot be trampled on the ground. His word will fulfill that which He has said concerning us. Only if we can believe Him and trust Him, following His instruction for our life. He said, He will keep in perfect peace those who put their trust in Him. He will keep in perfect peace those who put their trust in Him. I want us to open our mouth and say, Lord, I put my trust in You. I know my peace is guaranteed in You. My perfect peace is guaranteed in You. In every area that I am facing one challenge or the other, my trust is in You. I know my peace is secured and guaranteed in You, in Jesus' name. Amen. So this is what the word of God is telling us today, that we can only enjoy the arising and the shining when we put our trust in God. We cannot arise and shine in strength. We can only arise and shine when God strengthens and backs up our strength. In Him we live, in Him we breathe, and in Him we have our being. Unless the Lord builds our city, unless the Lord strengthens us, unless the Lord upholds us, those who labor, labor in vain. Those who build, build in vain. I pray that we will not build in vain, in Jesus' name. The Lord will teach us. He will give us a teachable spirit to trust and obey Him, to rest in His arms, so that we can enjoy His covering, so that we can enjoy His presence, so that we can enjoy His daily provision for our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with us in Jesus' name. We use this medium to pray for Nigeria. The Lord, we put our trust in you over Nigeria. We know we will not be put to shame because we have you as our Father. We rest in you and we look unto you. Our gaze, our eyes are on you. We know our help will come from you. Lord, arise for the cause of Nigeria in the name of Jesus Christ. We keep ourselves firm in you and we hold on to your word. We know that the peace of Nigeria will be restored. We know that we enjoy the mercy of you, enjoy your mercy in Nigeria more than ever before. In the name of Jesus Christ, Nigeria will speak the word of God to you. It is well with you. We hand you over into the hands of the Lord more than ever before. You will enjoy the rest of the Lord on all sides. In the name of Jesus Christ, the presence of the Lord surrounds you. In the name of Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Like the scripture that we have read, those who trust in the Lord will be like Mount Zion. He will keep in perfect peace those whose mind is stayed on him. For everyone to enjoy this is the guarantee of keeping our mind at rest in God. And how can you keep your mind at rest to someone you don't believe, or someone you have not trusted your being, your life with, you have not given your life to? It cannot work. So we are using this medium for those who have not given their life to Christ to come to the fold. Give your life to Jesus is doing yourself a good deal, because without, there is nothing on this earth. We can only enjoy it in the strength and in exchanging our lives with that of Christ, giving him the rulership, the authority over our lives. So we are encouraging you, give your life to Christ, let him be the ruler over your life. Enjoy his rest. It doesn't mean that you will not go through challenges. Challenges will come, but you enjoy his calmness, his rest, and his peace in these challenges. Give your life to Christ. Surrender your all. Let him be your ruler. Let him be your teacher. Let him be the one that strengthens your life. And as you make this effort, the Spirit of the Lord will help you and guide you. He will secure you with his hands in the name of Jesus Christ. He will uphold you in the name of Jesus Christ. And for every one of us that have given our life to Christ, the Lord will keep us moving. Our mind will keep resting in the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. We will not walk out of the rest that the Lord has daily provided for us in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with us in Jesus' name. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. It is well with us. Amen.